What up, Ortandians? This is your girl, Ortandia, and you are tuning in to your favorite podcast, House of Ortandia, and this is your girl, Ortandia. What's up? What's up with y'all? Listen, I know. Y'all ain't heard from me in like 100 days, 100 years. Forget 100 days. Y'all ain't heard from me in like forever. I know. I told y'all that this is kind of like therapy for me. It's my way of release, how I get stuff off my chest or how I just discuss things or talk through things. So you may not hear from me every week, but y'all know, those of you who have been rocking with me for the last 4 years, y'all already know that. But listen, how you doing? Let's start off from the rip. How y'all doing? Like for real. How y'all doing in these 2022 streets? How y'all feeling? How's your family? How's your loved ones, your close friends? How's cousins, grandpa, whomever? How are y'all? How are you individually? And then how are your extended peoples? How y'all doing? Y'all been checking on each other? Y'all been taking care of each other? Y'all been looking after each other? Because listen, we got to do that. We got to do that. First and foremost, I want to, you know, give a moment of silence for my big brother, not by blood, but he's my brother. My brother Ernest's best friend. He passed away last week. And so it was heartbreaking. My brother called me, told me they've been best friends for over 30 years. So they were more like brothers than friends. They were absolutely brothers. And so I'm friends with his younger sister. His twin sister is also my friend. And so, of course, his twin sister is having a hard time. His whole family's having a hard time, but especially his twin sister, you know. And so if you are a Christian, Jesus-believing person, I need you to pray for the Watkins family. Pray God's comfort over them and my brother, and to include my brother, because it definitely is, it's hard for him. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, it's the four of them. It's like four friends and one is gone, you know? And so it's really hard. He's getting through it. He's getting better, but you know, it's going to be a while. Like I said, they've been friends for over 30 years. And so shout out to the Watkins family. Love you guys. And I'm praying for God's comfort for you all. And so what are we going to talk about? Well, if you have not seen The Woman King, I don't know what you're doing with your life. I need you to scrounge up your little coins. If you got to go sell. No, I was getting ready to say. No, don't sell yourself. Don't sell your body. Don't sell your body, girl. I'm just playing. That was a joke. That was a joke. If you got to scrounge up your little coins and go and get your little movie ticket, I need you to do that. Because The Woman King is fire. I've seen it twice already. It is fire. Is it historically accurate? No. I know that. You know, but I'm okay with it. Usually, I drag people who start freestyling when it comes to history and making movies. Usually they would get dragged. But on this instance, I'm not dragging because it is so encouraging. It is so empowering. It is so beautiful to see these dark skinned, not racially ambiguous. These are, Viola Davis is chocolate. You know what I'm saying? The young lady that played Ugoji, if I'm not saying her, I might not be saying her name right, is chocolate. You know what I'm saying? The tall, slender sister, she chocolate. You know what I mean? These are dark skinned, brown women, and I love it. And so that's when has that ever been done that don't involve slavery? You might get four dark skinned women as the lead, but they enslaved. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nobody picking cotton. You know what I mean? So it's like, it was beautiful to see. And they're strong, physically strong. Their minds are strong. They're not punks. You know, it's just beautiful to see. I don't want to give it away. So you haven't seen it, you got to go see it. You got to support that, because I want to see more of this. I'd rather see more of this and less of 12 Years a Slave, less of the butler. You know what I'm saying? We don't see enough of that. I want to see more of this. And so Gina Prince-Bythewood, if you don't know who she is the director of the movie. I love her to death. She is bad to the bone. She did New York Undercover. She used to direct New York Undercover. She did Love and Basketball. She did Girlfriends, I believe she did Girlfriends. But she's just a bomb. If you Google her, you'll see her resume. She's fire. I love Gina Prince-Bythewood. Man, what else has been going on besides that? I know, you know, Black Panther's on the way out, comes out on Veterans Day, November the 11th. Shout out to my brothers and sisters in arms. Woo, woo. Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Coast Guard, where you at? Stand up. And so, it comes out on that day. I'm not going to get a chance to see it that day because that's Veterans Day. That's when I hang out with my good sis, Army Lieutenant Cynthia. We usually tear the city up. Everywhere there's something for veterans to get on that day. Me and her, we be in these streets. We'll go to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 different restaurants. Because, you know, on Veterans Day, they give veterans free food. Olive Garden, McCormick and Smith's, Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, Applebee's, Chick-fil-A, you name it, there's a restaurant where you can get a free meal if you're a veteran. You just have to show either your veterans card or your DD-214. And so what we do, we start early in the morning and we just throughout the whole day, we just ride. She come and pick me up. We just ride around getting it. We riding around getting it. And so I won't be able to see Black Panther on that day, but that's okay. I'm gonna go see it probably that following Tuesday. I'm gonna go check it out because I gotta see it. I hate that I'm not seeing the opening weekend because I like when I help them make a whole lot of money on opening weekend. Because the more Black movies, Black films make on opening weekend, the more Black films we can get. And so, yeah, but I hope you guys go and see it opening weekend, and I hope you help them to run it up at the box office. You feel me? But what else is going on that I wanted to talk about with you guys? You know what's coming up for the holidays. The holiday seasons are here. The holiday season is pretty much here. You know, once October is over, Thanksgiving and Christmas, you know. So I wanted to encourage the small business owners, the boutique owners, the hair salon owners, the lash business owners, the authors, what else you might have? The bakery shops, the local restaurant, the local sports bar owner, the local, whoever you are, business owner wise, this is the time where you can get paid, where you need to be strategizing. Right now in October, you need to be strategizing. How am I going to get this bread for real in November and December? Because, you know, people spend a whole lot of money on Black Friday, a recession or not, people out here shopping. Cyber Monday. You need to be figuring out, how can I come up with some cyber deals, you know, for that Cyber Monday? How can I come up with a Black Friday deal for Black Friday? Even if you need to partner with somebody, you know what I mean? If you just released a book this summer and your sales not really, you know, that lit yet, and you know somebody else who, or you may not know this person, somebody else might have a beauty salon. Figure out a way to go in there and y'all partner up and do something. I don't know. You got to figure out a way to partner. Let me tell you something. Because these white people out here, these white totos. Woo! These white toto, the white toto tribe. Baby, they out here partnering up, making money, making 6, 7 figures. We colored folk, Black folk. We can't be afraid to partner one with another to make money. We ain't gotta have a whole business together. We just gonna partner for this season. You feel me? We gonna partner for this holiday season. We gonna make this money real quick. And you gonna go your way and I'm gonna go mine. You know? And so be thinking of how you gonna get your... My good sis Tia always says, listen, people spending money. People want to spend money and they got it to spend. So listen. Listen. Let them spend it on you with buying your product or buying your service. And so I'm working on some things. I'm not just pointing my finger at you. I'm not talking at you. I'm working on this ebook about business funding. I have a person look over it for me. She gave me some great pointers. It's an ebook. It's a real short ebook, about 10 pages or so. So if you're a business owner, this is something you'll want to download. You'll be able to get it right off of Amazon. Download it right off of Amazon. And it's going to show you how to get business funding, how to build your business credit, where the business funding is. It's not all in one place. You might have to have your portfolio needs to be what's the phrase they say about your portfolio? You need to have a mixed portfolio. I know that's not the phrase I'm looking for, but just like you need a mixed portfolio, you need a mixed source of funding for your business. And so be on the lookout for that. So that's going on. I also started something called BGCS, Black Girls Career Support. So if you know some teen girls age 15 to 18 that need entrepreneurship help, they need help on college applications, college scholarships, they need help on picking a college major, they need help on applying for jobs right now. Maybe they 15, 16, 10, 11th grade and they want a job. So you can click the link in my bio and it's a link tree. So you know, on Linktree, there are several web pages. So when you click, I'm having a problem with my words today. I mean, y'all know I normally do, but I'm just saying, my tongue is slurred today. Hold on now. I bind the tongue slurring spirit. Hold on. So if you know of a teenage girl, black girl, 15 to 18. Have her go click on the Linktree app, on my Linktree link in the bio, and she can register right from her phone or laptop. And however, there does need to be an adult in the room. So we're going to have safety precautions up and through here. So we meet online. We meet either via Zoom or Google Meet or via phone. But there does need to be an adult in the room. Ain't nobody going to say, oh, but she was saying something inappropriate, or Miss Ortania was showing me something inappropriate. No, we're not going to have none of that. None of that. We're not. So I get safety precautions, you know. So, again, it's called Black Girls Career Support. It's for black girls age 15 to 18. I meet with them once a week. It's a Saturday from 12 to 1. And so if you go on there and a week is taken, then you'll have to take the next week or the following week. But, it's free. It's free for them. It's no cost to them whatsoever. I want to help. Cause if I had somebody talking to me at 15 years old, where would I be right now? If I had someone had given me direction on how to apply for college, how to apply for scholarships, as opposed to loans and whatnot, where would I be today? So I want to give what I didn't have. You know, you heard that saying, you are what you needed at the age that you needed it. You are that today. And so I want to be that for someone, for a young girl. So again, it's called Black Girls Career Support. They can go right on that link in the show notes or my bio, and they can go ahead and register for the next session. And it's one-on-one. I don't do groups because I understand the young girls, they tend to small up themselves in a group, and I don't want them to do that. I want them to speak freely. I want them to speak boldly and confidently. And so that's out there. I do have a couple of ebooks coming out, not just the business funding one. There's one on marketing your business. And there's that one's coming out too. They're all coming out before December. And then again, these are short ebooks. You can download them. And then the third one is about, it's for young teenage girls, preteens, preteens. It's called Black Girls Can. It's for black girls, and it's about career. It's a word search puzzle. I love word search puzzles. And so it's different careers that we don't think about in the neighborhood. And when I say I choose not to use the hood. I prefer to use the neighborhood. Those of us who look like me, you know what I'm saying. Sometimes in the neighborhood, we're not exposed to different kinds of careers. So when this word search puzzle that I'm creating specifically for black preteens, 11, 12 years old, they get to see different kinds of career options, search them. In the word search puzzle goes, you find them, but then they have to define it and all that kind of stuff. And so that'll be coming out as well. So I have a few things coming down the pike. Also, if you're looking for consulting services, if you're starting a business or if you have a business or if you know someone who should be in business, I am a strategic consultant and I get right to it. So what do you look? I'm not telling you anything that you could Google. So anything that you could Google, I can't consult with you about. How to get an LLC, you can Google that. How to get an EIN number, you can Google that. How to get a Dun & Bradstreet number, you can Google that. How to start a business bank account, you could Google that. I talk to you about how to get paying customers, where to find them, how to locate them, how to create a campaign to get in front of them so that they see you and want to buy from you. That's what I do. So the price is the price. Let me say that. The price is the price. So if you can't afford me, don't schedule with me. That's all. Again, that's on that Linktree site as well. That Linktree link. As well, it's the first link actually in the link tree. It's called Artandia. It'll say Artandia's website. And you could just go on right on there and schedule a strategic session with me. I do 60-minute sessions. I'm not trying to be with you forever in a day. we're going to talk. I'm going to give you a plan. You're going to implement that plan and you're going to be successful. Period. If you work it, you're going to be successful. And so we don't need to talk forever. So we're going to get a 60. I'm not one of them. I need to talk to you forever. And you need to get a 20-hour plan with me. No, but we ain't doing that. Listen. I'm not trying to marry you. We're not dating. You feel me? I'm trying to help you. I want to help you cause your business to blow up and explode. And so I am that chick. I am I call myself, if you're on LinkedIn, you'll see me. Type in Artandia. I'll come up if you're on LinkedIn. That's the only social media platform I'm on. That's the only one I'm interested in. And so if you go on LinkedIn and type in Artandia, you'll see me. And first thing will pop up in my bio says the number one source. That's who I am. I am absolutely the number one source for business funding, marketing, business strategies. I am that chick. Shout out to Megan Thee Stallion. I am that chick. I'm her. You know what I mean? You might see it as arrogance. You might hear it like, oh, yo, she bragging. Yo, she thinks she... I don't think I'm... I know I'm the chick because God gave me that talent. I've never even taken a marketing class. It is God-given. I'm that confident. It's God-given. You feel me? And so... why don't you try me? Try me out. Like I said, don't take my word for it. Book a session with me. Book a session with me. And let me blow your mind. You feel me? And so, yeah. What else did I want to talk about? Let's see. Listen, I am taking ads. So if you, and I get, this podcast is global. So I got people from France, people from Spain, people from continental Africa. I have people from, of course, the US. So I get when I'm actually consistent, people listen and like this podcast. So look, I am taking ads. So if you have a business that I can get down with, or a service that I can get down with, or you have a product that's out that I can get down with, don't be sending me nothing sexually suggestive, pornographic, evil in any way, shape, or form, because I will block you, okay? You will not be one of my advertisers, okay? So if when you send me, you can, again, once you click on that, on my Linktree link, you'll be able to shoot me an email and say, hey, you know, I'm dropping a book. I have a book. I'm launching my XYZ. you know, how much do you charge for slots, 20-second slot, 30-second slot, whatever slot you're looking for. I need you to let me know and tell me about your products, and then I'll let you know. If you don't hear from me, that means you're inappropriate, and I will not be selecting you, okay? but yeah, I am looking for advertisers. And so this is the holiday time, you know, and so I want to help to push your business forward. And so, yeah, I wanted to put that out there as well. What else, girl? What else, sir? I wanted to talk about what's the Draymond Green. Oh God. If you've been living on a rock, you may not know that he punched his teammate. Now, not just punch, but he tried to take his whole head off. I guess whatever happened during practice, it was a closed practice. So somebody on the media team, on the camera team, leaked it. And so we got, obviously TMZ got it, got a hold to it and all of that. But what it looked like, I said, we don't know what led up to that, but it seems like Jordan was the guy's, the young man's name is Jordan. I think that's his first name. It may be his last name, I'm not sure. But anyway, it looked like he was under the basket, but wasn't paying Draymond any attention. And then Draymond came over to him, and then the young man pushed him off of him. And that's when Draymond punched him. Personally, I think Draymond is an absolute duck. He's a complete clown. He strikes me as one of those people that used to get bullied as a kid. And it's like, now he's from Detroit. So maybe not. Maybe he didn't get bullied as a kid, but he does strike me as a clown. And I'm not a fan. I've never been a fan of his. I'm not a fan of the Golden State Warriors, believe it or not. I'm just not. I know they, what's his name? Steph. He loved Jesus and all that. And that's great. And we're going to spend heaven together. And it's heaven going to be lit. I'm still not a fan of him nor his team. Listen. It is what it is. I'm not a Golden State Warrior fan. But I feel like he should have got suspended. I feel like he should have gotten heavily fined. And I feel like they should trade him. He had the unmitigated gall. He got a huge pair. He got to have a huge pair. Because he got on his press conference and was like, I'm going to stay away from the Golden State Warrior team while I sort this out. How in the entire West hell? Sorry, y'all. But I'm saying, do you get to say you staying away from? No, you need to be made to stay away from the team. You just violated this man. This is global. Everybody's seeing it. That's some straight up Chris Rock, Will Smith type. The slap heard, that's the punch heard around the world. I'm like, what? How you get to? Child. Meanwhile, Umbipe Kike, whatever his name is, the Boston Celtics head coach, he out here cheating on Nia Long. He done got suspended for the whole season. He can't come back till 2023-2024 season. He was, if he'd been under a rock, he was cheating with with one of the owner's wife. You know, he's a child. Child, I can't make this stuff up, man. I cannot make this stuff up. What made you say, you know what? I know I work for the owner. I know I work for the Boston Celtics. And I know this man is one of the owners of the team. But you know what? I'm a mess with his wife. Anyway, I'm a mess with his wife. What made you say that? What? How did it work in your brain? Like, I like what, who said it? Who's Matt Barnes? Matt Barnes was like, this ain't the first time. You know how much stuff, and I do like Matt Barnes. A lot of people don't like Matt Barnes. I like Matt Barnes because he liked to get out. He fight. When he was playing, man, he would swing on any and everybody. So I like him like that. He wasn't scared of nobody. But he was like, you know how many people? I was like, oh, man. Matter of fact, his wife got taken from him. One of his teammates ended up taking his wife. So he's speaking from experience. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Derek Fisher, who took that man's wife. But anyway, He was saying, like, this happens all the time. Man, referees messing with the cheerleaders and the athletes, the ball players messing with other people's wives, and the coaches messing with the people's wives and the this and the, so much stuff go on. He was like, this ain't nothing new. This just the y'all seeing it for the first time. But this go down. It goes down in the NBA. I was like, yo, whoa, that's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, God, dog. I mean, I you know how you know crazy stuff go on. But when you see it, it's like, oh, y'all different. Y'all big different. Y'all from another planet kind of different. But yeah, I can't say his name. I think his name, I'm going to butcher his name. His name is Ubibeke Dikide. I don't know that band name. He been engaged to Nia Long for like 10 years. And I want to slap her. I'm like, Nia Long, first of all, you like 50. What you holding on? How you engaged for 10 years, sister? Come on now. If you don't know who Nia Long is, then you not from the 90s. Every black man in America wanted Nia Long in the 90s, okay? Every last one of them. They did. If they say they didn't, they lying. We all wanted to be Nia Long in the 90s. Girl, child. But anywho, they've been engaged for like 10 years. And so, I'm like, engaged for 10 years? I wish a child. Woo! But anywho, he cheated on her. And I don't know what's happening. I don't know if she going to make it work. They going to make it work. I don't know. But honey, that's what's going on in these sports streets. What else is going on? Y'all know I love sports, but I don't like today's NBA. I like 80s and 90s NBA. Today's NBA is like a soap opera. It's like Pillsbury Doughboy soft. It's like super soft. So I don't really like today's NBA. But what else is going on, honey? What else? Okay, hold on. We're going to talk about sports a little bit more. Y'all know I like to talk. Coach Prime and Coach Robinson from Alabama State. Alabama State University had their homecoming. Shout out. It's in my city. Shout out to Montgomery, Alabama. Shout out to Alabama State University. Anywho, they had their homecoming game. They invited JSU, Jackson State University, who Deion Sanders is the football coach. They invited them to come and play them on their home turf in Montgomery, Alabama, on their homecoming. Jackson State beat the brakes off Alabama State. It was like 20-something to 10. So, you know, doing it at the end of the game, the coaches meet in the middle of the field, shake hands, whatever, whatever. So, Deion shake Coach Robinson's hand. Then Deion try to go in for the hug. Coach Robinson, stepped on him, pushed him off him. So, Coach Prime, like, what's up? Like, what's going on? So that was some controversy. So they asking Coach Prime, like, does this motivate you, you know, to do, you know, da, 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 da. You know, he go into preach mode. He like, no, my mama working two jobs to take care of what motivates me. Da, 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 da. So he go on. And so then Coach Robinson gets to the press conference and he like, yeah, he was talking junk about us before he got here. And he was disrespectful when he got to our stadium. You know, blah, 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 blah. And I shake your hand, but I don't feel like I got to hug you. You know, he ain't swag. I'm swag. You know, swag is like the conference of the HBCUs. That's their conference is swag. And so let me tell you how petty Coach Prime is. The next day, Coach Prime got a whole sweatshirt. It say in the front, it say, who is swag? And in the back, it says, I am swag. I said, he got a whole song playing in the background, and all the football players talk about, who is swag? I am swag. Who? I said, y'all, he like the king of petty. You know, we got, no. He's the emperor of petty. We got some king of petty. Coach Prime is like the emperor of petty. He too petty. And I love a good petty. I love a good petty. Child, that thing had me on the floor. And so, you know, I love Coach Prime. I'm gonna drag him a little bit, just a little bit. I don't like how he came into, he's doing wonders for JSU. He's doing wonders for the HBCU, straight up. I'm not gonna front. I love that he's at the HBCU. He could have went anywhere. He could have coached at Miami. He could have coached at Florida State. He could have, any college would have given him a position, any college. I'm glad he decided to go to JSU. What I don't like is that he's acting like, sometimes he act like he started the daggone SWAT league, or like he act like they wasn't playing football before he came into the league, like Coach Prime. You can't be talking to these guys, these men, and I don't know if there's any women coaching staff in the HBCU, I mean, in the SWAT conference, but you can't be talking down to them like they not, they your people. Like, you ain't got to talk crazy to them. You could talk crazy to the D1 schools all you want. The University of Alabama's, the their coaching staff, and I love University of Alabama, but I love when he drag Coach. I love when Coach Prime be dragging these D1 white head coaches. I love it. I'm here for it. But I'm like, don't be dirty to the black dudes in the conference. They don't have your money. They don't have your prestige. Like, you came to the school a multimillionaire. You came, everybody know who you are. You know what I'm saying? Like, you, I don't like how sometimes it feels like he's acting like he put the whole conference on his back. Like, he put, like these men, like I said, like, they wasn't coaching before he came there. So that's my little beef with Coach Prime. I don't like that. I do know he ain't just start being like that. He been like that since the 90s. He been like petty and arrogant since the 90s. So it's not something new that he's trying to, he's not like faking it, you know. But I just, that little bit right there, because you got, like I said, he got the money. He gave them a whole new gym. Their practice, everything that them boys got at JSU, he bought it. You know what I'm saying? And it's fire. It's amazing. The water is still bad in Jackson. But he took them young men out of that school, put them up in a hotel, make sure they had everything that they needed out of his dime. So that's what I'm saying. I don't have no big beef with Coach Prime. I got a little beef. So that's why I got to drag him a little bit. Like, don't come talking. Don't come talking down to the Alabama State coaches or the Howard coaches or the South Carolina State coaches or the, you know, Texas Southern coaches or the Payne College coaches or the Alabama A&M coaches or the FAMU. Like, don't talk. Lift them up. I want him to lift them up more. Because he was like, you know, us being invited to the homecoming was a money grab. Like, come on. And he did. It sold out. Like, Alabama State Stadium ain't never been sold out like that. Because guess what? Everybody want to see Coach Prime. They might want to see the game a little bit, but they wanted to see him. You know what I mean? So, yes. But that, I'm like, you ain't have to say that, though. What I would have preferred that he said is like, man, we getting ready to play Alabama State, them Hornets. They're Alabama State Hornets. He should have been like, we getting ready to turn up. We getting ready to show people how the sweat get down. You know, the band's going crazy. The football player's gonna go crazy. The game gonna be, you know what I'm saying? I want him to big up his school and the other school more. That's what I want from him. That's enough. That's all I'm gonna say about Coach Prime. So there's that. What else been going on in terms of sports or music that I wanna give y'all ear to? Let's see, since I got y'all ear right now. I'm freestyling right now. I had no plan. I want to jump on here and talk to y'all. I ain't talked to y'all since July. And so, what else been going on that I want to talk about? Let me think before I let y'all go. Any new music? Any new shows? I've been watching Reasonable Doubt on Hulu. Now, on a 1 to 10, I give it a 4.5. Because when I tell you every trending, every black Twitter, every black slang word that they could possibly fit into 45 minutes of show, they have fit it into this show. Michael Ealy is in it. That's the only name I really recognize. Everybody else I don't recognize. But it's an all black cast, which I love. But it's like, come on, y'all. Come on. But it's on Hulu. So if you like me, you like seeing black people on screen. I mean, you gotta, like I said, it's not the greatest. It's just too loaded. They're trying to throw every slang word in there. Every, you know, thing that black people say, They trying their best to squeeze it in there, and it's too stacked, and it's too, yeah. And so I doubt they get a second season. If they do, I'll be shocked. But there's that. We know about Abbott Elementary. That joint is funny. The first episode of the second season had me scratching my head, like, what, huh? What? That first episode was trash. Now the second episode was good. I'm looking forward to seeing what else is going on. What else is out there that I've been watching? Let's see. I'm back on my Chicago stuff. Chicago Fire, Chicago Med, Chicago PD. What else? I started watching the Kardashians. I never watched them when they were on, I think they were on Entertainment Tonight or something. And then they moved to Hulu. So the first season that they had Hulu, which was top of the year, I started watching. I never watched them. Let me check them out. I like them, especially the big one, Khloé. I like the show. They are problematic. They can be problematic. I'm not going to lie. Some stuff they do, I don't rock with. You know what I'm saying? They trying to act like they created this or that. Like, come on, man. That was already in existence before you got here. But besides all of that stuff, I can put that aside. It's entertaining. It's very entertaining to check this out. Did y'all know that the mom, I can't think of her name, Chris, that's her name, Kris Jenner. Did y'all know she was a freaking stewardess? This woman don't have no marketing degree, never been to marketing school, don't have nothing in branding. She was a freaking stewardess for an airline. And this chick is a billionaire. Listen, don't let nobody tell you you can't do nothing. Don't let nobody tell you you're not smart enough. Don't let nobody, look at them turn into an inspiration moment. But don't let nobody tell you you're not smart enough. Don't let nobody tell you your brain is messed up or you can't create a solution to stuff or you're not going to be the next billionaire. That is, you tell them people, I was going to tell you get them people the middle finger. But I'm not suggesting that. I'm not. Help God. I'm not suggesting that. I'm saying that woman was a freaking airline stewardess. So the next time you get on Delta, American Airlines, Southwest, whatever, and they ask you, would you like a soda? Would you like some? She was that person. Now look at her today. No degree. You got people getting MBAs. Ain't making a tenth of what that lady making. So I'm like, it's crazy. And so anywho, I've gotten into it. I've watched the first season. I'm watching the second season. And they done drug me in. They done got me in. Again, like I said, they I do believe in them sideways with some stuff. I'm not gonna lie, I'll drag them now. You know, I don't care who you are, you get dragged. And so, yeah. What else? What else I've been watching? I'm waiting for, I can't think of it. Must not be important. It's this medical show that I liked. I can't think of it right now. But I'm waiting on them to come back. I'm waiting on... Oh, The Equalizer is back on. If you're a fan of The Equalizer, Queen Latifah, starring Queen Latifah, that's back on. That's fire. What else? I'm a TV girl. I like to watch shows. I like to watch reality TV. Let me see. Other than the Kardashians, what reality TV show I've been watching? I watched old Black Ink, like season one, season two. I watch old Mary, like season one, season two. I watch old Love and Hip Hop New York, season one, season two. I like the old versions, the newer versions. I don't know what's going on. I don't know them people. No. I think that's pretty much the gist of what I've been watching. When I catch a good documentary, I'm locked in. I love documentaries. That's my favorite kind of movie. What else? I haven't seen any good... Wait, hold on. Have I seen a good documentary lately? Oh, the Victoria's Secret one is good. If you have not watched that one, please go check it out. It's also on Hulu. Man, the owner of Victoria's Secret and all of his top dogs was straight up nasty. Nasty, nasty, nasty. There's another one about, not Eddie Bauer. What's the other one? Where you couldn't work there unless you were pretty and skinny and white. You couldn't work in the front. I can't think of the name of it. But that's on Hulu too. What's the name of that company? It's not Eddie Bauer. It's something else. It's like an Eddie Bauer, but I can't think of it right now. I finally watched the Fire Festival documentary. Oh my gosh. What's the name? And his partner's absolute trash. That Fire Festival was garbage. But the documentary is good. I watched the... What else? What other documentary I want to tell y'all about? I can't think of anymore. I think that's the only ones I've watched recently. I watched the Driving While Black documentary. That is very good. It tells you about how Black people have been patrolled while driving. It didn't just start now. We didn't just start getting murdered by police officers at traffic stops now. It's been going on since the 1920s. And so, but that's on the PBS. So you got to go on pbs.org to watch that. It's called Driving While Black. Let's see. Anything else? Oh, I've been watching Alaska Daily. I just started watching that. That's on Hulu. It's about murdered indigenous women in Alaska. Hillary Schwenk, however you say her name. She's like this journalist that's uncovering and, you know, solving all of these unsolved murders, again, with indigenous women in Alaska. And so I'm not sure why she had to play the part. I'm like, okay, there's enough indigenous women actors that you could have had to play that part. Why she got to be the great white hope. I don't get that, but okay. I still like the show. It's on Hulu. But again, it could have been an indigenous woman that could have played that part. Nia Peoples, she's still out here acting. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, come on now. Get somebody else out here. I'm pretty sure The Rock probably got a sister that's acting. I don't know. Bruno Mars got sisters. Miguel got sisters. I don't know. Like, come on now. Somebody else could have played that part. But okay. Shout out to her. I'm glad that it's out. More people get to see that indigenous women getting murdered out here. And it never makes the news. So it's called Alaska Daily. Check that out. Like I said, on Hulu. Let's see. I think that's pretty much it in terms of what I've been watching. I didn't want to keep y'all that long. I know it's been like 45 minutes. But you know, when you ain't talked to your friends in a long time, and when you do talk to them, you keep talking and talking and talking. That's what's happening. Y'all my friends, my people. I ain't talked to y'all in a long time. So I just, you know what I'm saying? I'm just talking. So look, I'm going to leave y'all on that one. Listen, like I always say, man, I want to see you in heaven with me, because heaven going to be lit. Don't leave this world without Jesus, because you're going to be looking crazy, my guy, my girl. You're going to be looking crazy. You leave this, don't do it. Don't do it. Listen, I know some Christians come off cornball-ish. They like queen of the cornballs, king of the cornballs. But that's not Jesus. He's not a cornball at all. So, you know, I want to see you in heaven with me. Heaven going to be lit. I'm going to be there. Anywhere I'm at is lit. I'm Liddy. Hey. You can't see me, but I'm doing my dance. Hey, hey. Okay. I'm sorry. Let me tell you something. I'm from the South. People in the South will make up a song and dance. And you will be like, what the... That's just how we do. We entertain ourselves. We don't need no radio. We just, shout out to Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Texas, Florida, Tennessee, Arkansas, Missouri, Kansas. Doggone it. Shout out to my people. Virginia. Although we don't really claim Virginia, I'm going to shout out Virginia because I know some people from Virginia that live, you know, that I like. We don't really claim them mugs, but you know. Shout out to the South. Shout out to the South. Stand up, Southerners. Stand up, man. Stand up. I love y'all, man. I love y'all. Like I always say, I'm going to say it one more again. I want to see y'all in heaven with me. And I'm out.